Mark the Goodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs, and welcome to a few moments of Bible study together as we're considering the rich, abundant blessings of the new birth and eternal life, and what we have through the much more of eternal life. And we're in Romans 5:17. If by one man's offense, which was Adam, death reigned by one to the whole human race, for all now have sinned and come short of the glory of God, much more they which receive abundance of grace, that's we who put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, shall reign in life. And that's what we've been discussing, living in victory over sin now, reigning in life through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, living a victorious life, and reign in the kingdom age. Also, this includes reigning in the kingdom age, beloved, and that's a wonderful thing for us to consider, the future that the believer has in Christ. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and I want you to notice what he tells us here in Revelation chapter 5, rather, and verse 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Here he's speaking about the choir of heaven and how we will bring glory to the Lord there. And verse 9, he says, they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people a nation. That's speaking to us, beloved. We'll be there. We'll see this glorious event when the Lamb of God takes the book, the seven-sealed book, to open it. And we will sing this new song to the Lord God, our Savior and Redeemer, for He is worthy to open the book. For He that was slain hath redeemed us to God by His blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Oh yes, beloved, that's looking forward to the millennial reign of Christ, when King Jesus comes back to set up His kingdom here upon the earth, which Revelation chapter 19 describes His returning in power and in great glory, and the armies of heaven following Him, which includes every born-again believer that's been raptured out and has been with the Lord in heaven during the seven-year tribulation period that has occurred here on earth. We will return with the Lord Jesus in power and in great glory to set up His kingdom here upon the earth. And we shall serve either as kings or as priests. Kings will rule over certain areas of the earth under the Lord Jesus Christ, and priests will be the spiritual teachers and instructors on the earth, because there will be many people who will come out of the tribulation period into the kingdom age, and that will not know the truth and will be needed to be taught and instructed in the things of God. And so we shall reign with Christ as kings and priests, each of us given a place to serve the Lord during that thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. Remember, we'll be in our glorified bodies then. as 1 Corinthians chapter 15 explains. And oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful truth, that this mortal shall put on immortality. And oh, beloved, this is going to be glorious. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, you see, our glorified bodies will be an incorruptible body. Let's begin with verse 51. Beloved, behold, I show you a mystery. Paul's going to expound on a glorious fact that has been hidden previously, but is now being revealed. We shall not all sleep. And the word sleep, he's referring to believers who have died in the Lord, that their old body has just gone to sleep, but they've moved out into the presence of the Lord. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We that are living and alive when this glorious event occurs, when Christ Jesus calls us to meet Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That glorious event is when this transformation will take place, and these mortal bodies will be resurrected and changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I've been told that was 1/200th of a second. I mean, that is just instantaneous. This transformation that will take place, and this glorified body that we will be given, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. Oh, beloved, this body we have now has all kinds of corruption. And there's like corruption on the face, the skin that has corruption, and the cells that die, and that every time you take a bath, you wash off all kinds of dead cells that are on your skin that are being replaced by new cells. And the old body has corruption, and we're all well aware of that, but this new body will not have any corruption. This new body will not have any decay. This new body will not have any of the effects that this body has of sin, but it will be an incorruptible body. This corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. That is, this mortal dies, but the immortal body will never die. It will be an eternal body, a body that will serve us for all the endless ages of eternity. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, beloved, a glorified body. And we will be in that glorified body. And therefore, we will be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as kings and priests throughout the entire 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ and on into eternity in the new heaven and the new earth, which God is going to bring into reality, and where we will serve and live with Christ far out the endless ages of eternity. Oh, yes, beloved, that's a glorious, wonderful fact. And then again, over in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6, I want you to notice again, he says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. And that's what we've just read about, the first part of the first resurrection. And on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. You see, beloved, we're going to be kings and priests. We're going to rule and reign with Christ for that 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, verse 6 of Revelation 20. On such the second death hath no power. Beloved, it will have no power over us. We'll be in our glorified bodies. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ. We will tell people about the Father, about the Holy Spirit, and about the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall reign with him, the Lord Jesus, for this 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Now the last enemy that Christ will be putting down is death, and then he's going to turn the kingdom over to God the Father, and we will serve him for all the endless ages of eternity. Oh yes, beloved, what a glorious future we have in store. We'll rule and reign with Christ forever. And this is what he goes on to explain. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. He shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. You see, beloved, during this 1,000-year millennial reign, the people that come out of the tribulation period in their natural bodies will have children, and for 1,000 years there will be the birth of new human beings upon the earth, and they will have an opportunity to decide whether they're going to follow Christ or whether they're going to follow Satan. And that's why Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Vast multitudes of people will be born during that kingdom age, that millennial reign of Christ. And these people will be given an opportunity to decide, am I going to follow Christ, or am I going to yield to Satan and follow his deceptive ways? And so we see Satan will gather together a great army. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. They came to destroy and to fight against the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we who are his servants. And what will happen? Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Till next time, goodbye.